Answers Magazine, Volume 15.3, page 41. Bible and Culture Quick Takes, Coronavirus, Mutation, or Evolution, by Dr. Andrew Fabich. It's the word on everyone's lips, coronavirus. Many millions have been infected and hundreds of thousands have died across the globe. Adding insult to injury, millions more have been laid off from their jobs under valiant efforts to flatten the curve. Seemingly overnight, the world as we knew it was manhandled by a microscopic particle. We know God didn't design viruses to kill living things, including us. So how could viruses cause so much global suffering and death? In the beginning, all viruses were very good. Even today, over 95% of Earth's viruses remain beneficial. Before the fall, some of today's harmful viruses likely provided essential functions to their animal hosts and to Adam and Eve. Other viruses probably maintained bacterial populations. After the fall, some of the good viruses mutated and became bad. Slowly, over millennia, good viruses mutated into bad viruses, causing diseases like Ebola virus disease, rabies, AIDS, smallpox, and COVID-19. Many sources claim that this coronavirus evolved to infect humans. It's true that this coronavirus changed to cross from an animal host to humans, but it only mutated, a far cry from evolution. Scientifically, mutations happen when existing genetic information is damaged. The mutations leading to COVID-19 didn't change this coronavirus into a new kind of virus, as evolution requires. Though all viruses were originally very good, we now live in a fallen world with death, disease, and suffering. Viruses like the one causing COVID-19 remind us that we'll all die and then face judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. But even in this fallen world, God gave mankind the ingenuity to develop cures and methods to mitigate at least some deadly viruses. And more importantly, He offers us ultimate healing for our souls. Through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, salvation is offered freely and culminates with creation's redemption, including restoration of viruses to their original perfect state, when God ushers in the new heavens and the new earth. Dr. Andrew Fabich holds a PhD in microbiology from the University of Oklahoma. He is associate professor of biology at Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia.
Skip the spouse and have a baby. Forget the hassle of love and marriage. Now there's a shortcut to the baby carriage. Online services such as PollenTree.com and MaudAmalie.com help to match single men and women who each want a child, but not a romance or a relationship. This latest twist in parenting further shows the steady disintegration of the biblical order. One man marries one woman for life, and only after marriage do they have children. A culture that insists on deconstructing God's order is bound to experience chaos, the kind of chaos we see around us every day. Fighting against the stream of secular streaming services. Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Disney Plus, viewers face no shortage of content streaming services. But one new streaming option offers something the others don't, a creation-based, biblical worldview. Answers in Genesis, the parent ministry of Answers Magazine, had long wanted a streaming platform for its message of biblical authority beginning in Genesis. But recently, Ken Ham said, "I've been dismayed that this wonderful streaming technology is often being used to push violence and social agendas that run contrary to Scripture. It was time for us to act." As government mandates related to the coronavirus forced the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter to temporarily close, though both facilities reopened in early June, a supporter helped make AIG's desire a reality with his financial support and expertise. Normally, a streaming platform is phenomenally expensive and would require at least a year to construct. However, after just 1 month, Answers in Genesis officially launched Answers.tv. The top-quality service already offers viewers around the world access to over 1,500 Bible-based streams, presenting biblical truth on topics such as social issues, science, and biblical authority. Answers.tv features teaching presentations, kids shows, concerts, science and nature documentaries, live streams with Ken Ham, and more. Viewers can also watch exclusive streams of AIG events and conferences, and can even access content from like-minded ministries such as Ray Comfort's Living Waters. Answers in Genesis plans to add more exclusive content, giving Christians an alternative to secular streaming at a time when they most need the sure foundation of the gospel. For more information and a free trial, visit answers.tv.
Christian music artist denounces his faith. John Steingard, former lead singer of the Christian band Hawk Nelson, recently denounced his faith, saying, "I am now finding that I no longer believe in God." The news will come as a shock to some who have loved Hawk Nelson's hits, such as Drops in the Ocean, which Steingard wrote. Steingard's slow deconstruction of his faith resulted from mounting questions about the Bible, questions which he determined had no answers. His questioning ultimately led him to doubt the legitimacy of God's word. He said, "Once I found that I didn't believe the Bible was the perfect word of God, it didn't take long to realize that I was no longer sure God was there at all." His story reveals two important lessons. First, it is vital that Christian leaders, parents, pastors, and teachers point to the answers in God's word, rightly handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. You can find many resources on the Answers in Genesis website to get you started. Second, it's imperative that Christians stand on the biblical authority of Scripture by faith. The Christian faith is not void of logic or answers, yet our fallible logic must not be allowed to supersede the infallibility of Scripture. While it's sad to see this happen with a favored singer, we can pray that God will draw Steingard to himself. Read the uplifting testimonies of Christian music artists who are standing firmly on God's word on page 58.